Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. We are on the back end of our week together, going through the first chapter of the first letter of St. John. And we're seeing so many parallels to John's writing in the gospel. He has these main themes of Jesus as the Word made flesh. And then, as we talked about this week, what does that mean for us? The Word made flesh. And in 1 John, he talks about the Word of life. This insane, amazing reality that we get way too used to, that eternal life, the eternal life given by the Father, is found in the person of Jesus. And then he sent that person. He sent his Son into the world carrying that God life so he could transmit the very life of God to us. And what we saw yesterday is that he transmits that life of God to us. He brings us into his family. And so we have fellowship with one another. And that's what John's inviting them into. He's saying, you have fellowship with one another, and we have fellowship with God. This is our fellowship, that our relationships with each other are couched in this amazing relationship we have with the Father and with the Son, that we are offered the very life of God. It's unbelievable, friends. And again, here we are. Yesterday, we celebrated the feast day of St. Thérèse of Lisieux and her little way and doing things just out of love. We know Mother Teresa was super inspired by St. Thérèse and doing things with great love. And like I said, it's a big month for feast days. Today, we have the guardian angels. The feast of the guardian angels. And I think I accidentally said archangels the other day, but I meant guardian angels. And so it's been believed since early Christians that there's a ministry of angels as protectors and guides for each and every one of us. And so you have a guardian angel, your kids have guardian angels that God has set over us to guide us and help us. And the scriptures tell us in Psalm 91, for he will give his angels charge of you to guard you in all of your ways. In Matthew 18, he says, see that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I tell you that in heaven their angels always behold the face of my Father who is in heaven. And so today we just invite our guardian angels to protect us. We even ask God, God, show me like a little something about my guardian angel. I want to know more about my guardian angel, but to know that we have not only confidence in God, but confidence in God who sends angels to guard and protect us. So we're going to pray a special prayer, the guardian angel prayer, but we'll pray it at the end of our reading of the psalm for today. So we're going to be again in Psalm 119, starting in verse 41. So if you'll join me in prayer, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. May your unfailing love come to me, Lord, your salvation according to your promise. Then I can answer anyone who taunts me, for I trust in your word. Never take your word of truth from my mouth, for I have put my hope in your laws. I will always obey your laws forever and ever. I will walk about in freedom, for I have sought out your precepts. I will speak of your statutes before kings, and I will not be put to shame. For I delight in your commands because I love them. I reach out for your commands, which I love, that I may meditate on your decrees. And just to end this part, we're going to pray the guardian angel prayer. If you know it, you can pray it with me. Angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom God's love commits me here, ever this day be at my side, to light, to guard, to rule and guide. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Again, this set of verses from the Psalms is so beautiful. And I love, he said, give me your unfailing love. May your unfailing love come to me, your salvation according to your promise. Then I can answer anyone who taunts me, for I trust in your word. It's this reality that when we have confidence in the words that come from the mouth of God, when we have confidence in his unfailing love, we can answer anything or anyone in our lives. When we truly are confident in him, when we're delighting in him, when we know that his love will never fail us, friends, we can face anything. We can face anything. Amen? Amen. So we are going to pick up our scriptures. We've already gone through 1 John 1, 1 through 4. And so where we left off in 4, I'm going to pick up at 3 and then go right through verse 5 through 10, where we left off. He's saying, "Now which we have seen and heard and proclaim also to you, so you may have fellowship with us, and our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And we are writing this that our joy may be complete. This is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not live according to the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us." This passage goes really well with what we've been reading about delighting and keeping the Lord's commands. And here we have another bit of wordplay from what we see in John. In John, remember in the first chapter of John, it says, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." This light being Jesus. And then in 1 John, we see this again. It says, "This is the message." This is the message. This is the message. Friends, I want to just drive home. I want to hit this out of the park. There is one message concerning Jesus Christ. It's a message that came from the beginning. It's the message that he preached about himself. And nowadays, if you get on social media, if you see anything in the news, there's this tug of war of people rewriting who was this man and what did he speak about. One thing that I'm seeing so much in regards to, there's so much evil in the world. There's so much evil happening in the world, from school shootings to political figures getting shot. And there's a way in which people are calling good evil and evil good. And we saw it in full display after Charlie Kirk got shot, of all these people on the internet celebrating and rejoicing and saying, "This is a good. This is right. This is just." And we saw Christians doing it, saying, "This is good. This is light. This is what this is. This is the message of Jesus." Because what this person preached, what this person said, which was actually traditional biblical values, what this person said was not good and not right. And it's this way in which we've taken power into our own hands to say, what is good? What is right? What is light? What was the message concerning Jesus? What message about Jesus do I like? And even if it's not in a heretical way, it's, "Oh, I'm feeling like I can't handle the harshness of Jesus right now, so I'm only going to talk about healing, and I'm not going to talk about his judgment." Or whatever it is, we filter through Jesus and the fullness of his message according to what we want, to protect ourselves from the light of revelation coming into our hearts and revealing what needs to be revealed. And I just love this line at the beginning. He says, "This is the message that we heard from him." What did we see? What do we testify to? What do we proclaim? A good story? The things that we think are important, the things that we like about Jesus that are easy to receive, the things that we say are good, the things that we say are right. No, this is the message. And anything outside of the message given by Jesus himself is not a message from Christ. It's a false teaching, and it's demonic doctrine leading people away from the fullness of the truth. This message which we have heard from him and proclaimed from the beginning, that God is light and in him there is no darkness at all. When God comes, when Jesus steps on the scene, what is his message? He says, "The hour is at hand for the Son of Man to be glorified. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." He's saying there's something in the human heart. In the human heart is sin that has separated you from God. "I've come to forgive your sins." And the light of the person of Jesus comes. And as we see him, this is why like something like The Chosen is so great, because we see him time and time again encountering people. And just as in them encountering Jesus, this man, encountering him, his light shines in the heart of man. It shines in our hearts and it reveals to us who we really are, what our motivations are, what our desires are. Because in him, there is no darkness at all. And sometimes that light can be piercing and sometimes that light can be blinding, because it's a light of revelation. And the darkness of our hearts sometimes shrink away from the goodness of that light because it's painful. Have you ever like turned the lights on in the morning, or you get up to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night and you turn the lights on and your eyes are like, whoa, there's actually something that we prefer, the darkness. And John talks about this as he juxtaposes this imagery of light and darkness again in the first chapter of the Gospel of John. He says, men preferred darkness. They preferred to stay in darkness. They saw the light and they preferred to stay in darkness. The light of revelation came to them. The light that shines in the darkness, and their hearts couldn't handle it. The human heart didn't want to submit to the light. The human heart shines away from the spotlight of revelation, saying, let me see, because I want to come into that place in your heart and I want to dispel the darkness, because where there is light, darkness cannot exist. But friends, we're afraid. We don't want it to hurt our eyes. We don't want our eyes to adjust to the light. And so we prefer to stay in darkness. And this is the reality. Jesus is the light of the revelation of the Father. And where he comes, he brings clarity. And so these are two checkpoints to say, what message about Jesus am I listening to you? Again, there is one message, the message he brought himself. And what is the message? That he is light and in him there is no darkness at all. Death is darkness. What we've been seeing, evil is darkness. And any place where there is destruction, where there is death, where there is evil, where there is violence, that is darkness there. And God never rejoices in darkness. Only the demonic rejoices in darkness and in death. And so what parts of my heart are resisting the light of God? And this is part of loving his decrees. This is part of loving his law that we talked about. He's saying, Lord, dispel the darkness from my heart, the darkness that exists in each and every human heart. Dispel it from my heart and bring me into the fullness of light and truth. For I long for you, even if it hurts, even if it burns. Come and show me who I really am so that I can be truly who you have created me to be. Lord Jesus, come into our hearts today and help us submit to your message. Not the message of the world, not a twisted message of Christianity. Help me submit to your message of who you are. That you are light and within you there is no darkness at all. Join me again tomorrow as we wrap up this week on 1 John chapter 1. God bless you.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at RenewalMinistries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burek's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.